I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. Most of us have little contact with snails, and we who think of them at all tend to visualize a classical spiral-shaped little critter. This really does an unintended injustice to snails, who come in a huge variety of forms. Who realizes, for example, that abalones and conches are snails? Our desert forms tend to be a bit more conservative, conforming to the classical look, but do include kinds looking like small spiral grains of rice, while others form a disc. Snail shells were used as ornaments for many of the native peoples of the Southwest. Local species were hard to find in quantity, generally small, and lacked the beauty of many marine snails. Instead, in our region, shells and shell beads were imported from distant areas, especially the West Coast. Olivella shells were a favorite. These oval shells averaged perhaps a quarter inch in length and could be strung by grinding away the apex of the shell or by cutting into disc. In archaeological sites, these beads remind us that sophisticated trade routes go back far into prehistory. I'm Florence Schwein.